besties from the Midwesties. Just three besties living in a small town world. Lifelong friends sharing stories, opinions, experiences, and everything in between.
And welcome to our fifth segment of Three Besties from the Midwesties. I'm your host, Lauren, with my co-hosting cutie pies.
I'm Kate.
And I'm Pete.
Speaking of pie, I once had this shower thought. I'm sure we either have read the book or saw the movie or both, The Help, right?
Correct. Yes, I have.
Okay. The scene where Minnie the maid serves her former boss, Hilly the bitch, that poop pie.
Chocolate pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. How did Minnie know what ingredients would go into that poop pie to make it taste so delish? And wouldn't Minnie have to have had to tasted it herself to know it tasted good? Thoughts.
I think she didn't put very much in it. I think she just made the pie and put a little bit in it, and it was just enough to say it was poop pie.
I agree. I'm going to go with that. I don't think she had to alter any of her ingredients to taste it. I think she just put in a little bit.
Man, mm-hmm. I thought she was putting a dump load of dump.
Well, they didn't really say, but I mean, wouldn't just a little bit be enough for you to know that you ate
to tell somebody poop pie? That you ate their shit?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I had to have tasted good, so there couldn't have been enough of it in there to...
I was just imagining she had a big diarrhea dump and...
Oh, boy. I don't know.
I'm going with a little spoon will do ya.
Oh, dang. Well, you ruined it.
Well, wait. Can we... We always start off with a toast, don't we? We have to clink our glasses together.
Let's clink after that.
We should talk about what we're drinking tonight.
Clink.
Well, tonight, I made some dirty martinis. And they're strong, aren't they? They're delicious.
They're delicious. I'm not usually a dirty martini kind of girl, but that went down smooth.
Yeah, and they got some delicious blue cheese olives in them. Yum, yum. Mm-hmm.
And I'm drinking Bellini by Opera Prima. I don't know. It's like it was $6.99 a bottle.
It's a very pretty bottle.
At the grocery store. It tastes delicious.
It looks delicious.
I thought it tasted like grapefruit. And you said it's what flavor?
Peach.
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 I think it's
very refreshing.
I think Bellini is usually peach, but anyway.
We'll see if you're drunk after that whole bottle. She's
got a good start.
75% the way through it.
I will not feel sorry. It's Friday night, and it's been a long
Happy
week.
Friday.
Happy Friday.
And in keeping in the spirit of poop pies, ladies, Thanksgiving is upon us next week.
It is.
At a time where we envision the Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving table that I'm sure all families try to live up to, and after Thanksgiving, we will decorate and ornate our homes for Christmas like a cringy Hallmark holiday movie. That's my Schitt's Creek Moria impression. So, ladies, do you look forward to the holidays?
I do.
I do until about the third week of December. Then I've had enough. I'm done.
Well, I'm a teacher, so, you know, it means I'm off for a while. Like, I'm off for a week around Thanksgiving, and then I'm off for several weeks around Christmas. So, and that's not the only reason. I mean, I enjoy seeing family, and
I find it very stressful because I feel like I have to live up to that Norman Rockwell picture.
Yeah.
So, I find it very, very stressful.
Yeah. I do, too.
And I don't know what to get people. I hate shopping.
Mm, the hustle and bustle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't mean to put a damper, but, you know, since I lost my child, it's been years, but I lost a lot of my joy when that happened. I mean, I still can have fun, but a lot of the joy is bleh. And half the time now, my son don't even come home, so it's bare minimum. But yeah, shopping is terribly expensive, and I don't know. It's and half the decorations you see don't even. It's like, do kids even know the reason for the season?
Yeah, I think a lot. I think maybe that's why it burns me out or gets me like, oh, this is so commercialized. It's like,
it is.
You know, we've kind of forgot why Christmas. I talk about this with my husband all the time. I'm like, why do we continue to get our children, adult children, Christmas gifts when they really don't celebrate the reason? I mean, they don't go to church.
They don't. Your kids don't go to church anymore?
My daughter does, but my boys don't, and his children don't. And I think, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? So I guess because I see it from the religious aspect rather than the Santa Claus aspect. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You understand that? So
yeah.
I think that's why I get like, oh, this is
I think if you drove past my house, you wouldn't know. If I was a Christian, you'd probably think I was an atheist or at best a Jehovah's Witness. So,
because they don't celebrate.
Well, I'm not religious in the least, but I think that, you know, and my daughter's 18 and she still, you know, loves Christmas, but I love giving gifts to people. I like getting them things they need and want, mostly what they want. I like to see their reaction and, because, you know, my husband is very frugal and he won't buy himself anything. So I've learned over the years to get him very practical things and maybe surprise him with something. But I don't know. I think it's just a time when people can come together and enjoy each other's company, you know, before COVID and hopefully after. So I think it's this – even though there's not a religious thing, I still feel that sort of feeling of being unified with other people.
Do you buy for people, your whole family, like your extended family, or do you just buy for your family unit?
Yeah, just my family unit. You know, we've just gotten too big for that. But I have a Christmas morning at my house, and I invite, you know, family over that maybe doesn't have, you know, somewhere else to go, and then we exchange gifts that way. But yeah, we don't do that anymore. We do get together and play, you know, games and, you know, do things like that, but don't worry about the gift exchange.
Yeah, see, we're still doing that. We're still buying for all of the kids and the grandkids, and it's not that we buy now, it's more down gift cards or money, or but then you feel like that's so impersonal, and but yet, you know, how do you keep track of what people want, what they need? And, you know, it's just one more thing that you have to constantly text or email. I'm like,
so you're buying for your husband's adult kids?
And their spouses and my adult kids.
See, we got to the point where we were just doing to the people under 18.
Yeah, and that's what I said to him today, or the other day. I said, can we finally do like under 18 and be done with everybody else?
Yeah,
we did adults. If you want to do adult gifts, say yes or no, and then you buy some, like a girl gift, and then we draw a name and you get a
like
gift.
A white elephant gift kind of thing.
No, we don't do white elephant. You do a nice gift, but like not expensive.
Right.
And then you get something because we're adults. We don't care.
Well, I don't need anything.
I don't either.
I always say, if I can't use it or eat it, I don't want it. Because I don't like drinking.
There's no place to put it.
Yeah.
And I'll buy
my own clothes. If I can't.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, give me a massage or give me something to eat. That's about all I want.
Right.
That's all I need.
Yeah. Yep. So. I can't wait until I have my grandkid or my step grandkid, because I'm thinking it's going to be a step grandkid. And then, you know, then I'll have fun at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But then that's a whole nother thing, because now you think, okay, does this grandchild need everything? What else can you give them?
You know, then you have to remember you're the grandparent, not the parent. Yes. And it really is up to the parents to provide them with the Christmas. Yeah. We go through this all the time with my mom and all her, you know, like, I should give all the your grandkids all have kids now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you don't have to provide Christmas for everyone. They provide Christmas for
And I'm like, you don't need any more toys. So then you try to think educational or, you know, something different outside the box. So yeah, it's that.
Do they have Amazon gift cards? And yes. then the parents yeah. can worry about it?
Yeah. yeah. We've done that. We've done that where everybody gets an Amazon gift card. Everybody gets a Visa gift card. Last year we did all cat. Everybody got a $100 bill.
you know, oh, gosh.
You know, it's just
yeah. When I, so this is along the same lines, and I have this written down. But so I was in my, when I was little, I was the youngest except for one. And so every Christmas Eve, we would go to my grandparents' house, my dad's side. It was every year. Everyone, it was like an edict. Everyone had to go. And so we would, grandma and grandpa would give us a card with money in it. And we would sing Christmas carols and eat and, you know. So about the time I turned 5, and all my cousins were quite a bit older than me, like maybe 15, 20 years older than me.
Wow.
Like the oldest was about 20 years older than me. Uh-huh. And I came, and when, by the time I was 5, my grandmother said, I'm not going to give Christmas gifts anymore. And I,
wait a minute, I've missed out on 20 years of Christmas gifts.
That's 15 years that somebody else got, the, you know, and granted it was like $5 or $10, but for a 5 or 6 year old, that's a lot of money. And so I remember being a little bit resentful about that because it's like, you could have said anyone under 18, you know, the under 18, yeah. Role. You don't just cold turkey
that's
it.
That's right. Graduate them and, out of it. That's just
and
not
we
fair.
Had Christmases in, up until I was in my 30s, probably. I don't know.
I think I need to know, do what my grandmother did. And she would wrap like toothpaste and socks. And those were Christmas gifts. And, but, you know, you didn't care. It was something to open, you know, when you were like you said, 5 or 6 years old. You're like, yeah, I got my own thing of toothpaste. You know, you're ecstatic about it.
Yeah. Well, so after that, my mom brought gifts for us to open there.
Oh.
So each of us got a gift
from her. I have a story about that. Gift exchange thing. Yeah. Good thing you brought that one up. That still haunts me.
Oh, okay. Well, that will be in our that, in the yeah. segment of Christmas stories.
Christmas. You do sound like Maura.
We're talking about memorable holiday gifts. Can I go first?
Yeah, you go.
Okay. So this was in, I know the year because I looked up when this toy was manufactured, 1973.
Ooh.
1973. Okay. So we used to.
We were about 9.
Yeah.
Or 8.
So we used to, I'm the youngest of 5. And my mom got really clever about where to hide gifts, you know, because we would try to sneak peeks of
yes.
the stuff we were getting.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so, and then I also always loved wrapping presents. You know, I'm like, oh, you know, please let me wrap everything. You know, yes, of course you can wrap all the presents. Well, as I was wrapping presents one year, I remember seeing this gift for me. I knew it was me because I'm the only girl that would want this gift. And so I saw it. It was under her bed. And
because they came up with such clever places to
I don't know if she just threw it
gifts.
Under there, but I remember I took
She'll
I think
never
I took,
look there.
I took it out of the box and everything. But I put it back. And at Christmas, I didn't get it. Now she always threatened, like if you look for gifts, I'm gonna return everything, which that's the same threat that I've always given my daughter.
Right.
Anyway, so at Christmas I didn't get this gift. And I was heartbroken because this was the most awesome gift. I love Barbies.
Uh-huh.
And you can't see it, but I'm going to show these guys. This is my gift. It was 1973 Mod Hair Ken. And it was Ken. And
oh, my God.
There's a picture of it.
I've never seen a Ken doll like that.
So he had real hair. It wasn't the plastic hair. And it had a mustache and goatee and sideburns and stickers that you could take off and put on this. And he had this plaid jacket and khaki pants, right?
Where would you even think to ask for that? Or your mom just found it?
Oh, I'm sure I asked for it. I probably saw it on a commercial. I mean, that's a commercial.
Well, right if we have any listeners out there, you'll have to Google 1973 Mod Hair Ken.
Oh
you'll totally freak the shit out.
No so anyway, so well, it was like that. A week or so after Christmas. And I think I even looked under her bed and it was still there. And so I said something like, you know, it's weird. I think, did you forget to give me anything? Because I didn't get any Barbies. I think I just pretty much said, she's like, oh, Oh, and so she gave me this monitor, Ken. I still have him.
Oh, my God.
I still have the outfit that he came in. I still have some of the stickers, although they're not stickers. But they're like real furry, like goatee, sideburns. I mean, he looks like Burt Reynolds in...
He's freaky looking.
Burt Reynolds in like... what's the car? Oh, here we go again.
A bandit. Smoking the Bandit.
Smoking the Bandit.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my...
My gosh, that's hilarious.
I know. I still have Maude Harrigan.
I don't ever remember that being advertised, do you?
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that
he
either.
He was awesome.
Did he make out with
Maude Harrigan Barbie?
I think by then I'd escalated to actually having them kissing, but you know, for many years I would just lay Barbie down and set Ken on top of her and walk away.
Oh, yeah.
Give them their privacy.
Totally.
And then I come back, I'm like, all right, the date's over.
You're done.
It's time to go get ready for bed or go to work or whatever.
Has Skipper been conceived?
We're exhausted.
Skipper was her sister.
Oh.
That's weird. Yeah, that's weird.
There was no Barbie baby.
There wasn't?
No.
Never.
Maybe now.
Yes. Probably now.
My Baby Alive. That was
loved Baby Alive. Yeah.
That's the one that crawled, right?
No, she ate and pooped.
Yes, I had that one too. But who was the one that crawled? I had one that crawled.
She might have been a baby alive-ish.
Yeah.
Remember Chrissy and Velvet?
I was going to say Chrissy and Velvet.
I had Velvet
on my list.
I still have, was red hair?
That's Chrissy.
I still have Chrissy.
I had Velvet.
I had Velvet.
I had both. And the other thing I had was.
Well, aren't you spoiled?
Shop and Cheryl.
Oh, I didn't have Shop and Cheryl.
Oh my gosh, she was awesome. She had, in one hand was a magnet. And he had coins, and the other hand was moved so you could put cash in it. She had a cash register or cash cart, and there was this grocery shelf with like canned goods and things. I mean,
she
they were
was
training
so
us early
spoiled.
To take care of you know our man.
That's right.
And then there was a cash register and a rotating conveyor thing where you could put your things on it.
What?
Yeah, I still have it.
Are you kidding?
I still have Shop and Cheryl. Yes.
Well, you know Velvet. Okay, so you know the Velvet dolls where you ripped her hair out and it got long and then you twisted it up in the middle. Okay, so of course, I have older brothers and their thing was to take Velvet's hair and just whoosh, swish her around.
I knew it. Or did they cut it off? Because I think that's probably what happened.
No cut off.
Why couldn't they play with their own toys?
Because that was, drive us crazy. They'd grab, because my sister had Chrissy and I had Velvet. And, that was just the coolest thing. You just like ripped
Although
her
I did
hair
play,
out of her
I
head.
Played with my brother's Stretch Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think pretty much later when, my brother didn't play with him anymore, I think I dissected him. It's like, what's inside
in
you?
How about Don dolls? Remember those?
Oh, the yes.
We love Don dolls.
They were about that big.
Do you remember, what is it called? Makeup Barbie? And it was just the Barbie
the head.
Well, they still make that.
And you got... Really?
Yeah, I think so.
They still make the other
maybe
thing
they're
I
brats.
Love, yes, they are brats, I believe.
Well, they don't
Easy
make brats
Bake
anymore.
Oven.
Yeah.
Easy Bake
they still
Oven.
Make that.
They make those, but that was probably, as a kid, those were probably my favorites.
Remember the dolls and the necklaces? What were those called? Like pocket, locket?
Polly Pockets?
No.
They were like in a little plastic heart shaped thing you wore around your neck, and they were little dolls inside. Now I'm going to have to look.
Didn't
up.
Get them. I was poor.
We were poor.
Darn,
she was a darn spoiled one.
Yeah, apparently.
I didn't get it all in one year.
Didn't you get something?
Like,
didn't you get something
like,
that talked?
Did you get
a talking doll?
So she got Shop and Cheryl, but I would have had to cut all those extra things out of the JCPenney's catalog or something. If you want a stove, cut it out of the JCPenney's.
Oh my gosh.
Why did that? Like, I wanted a Barbie house and I would like make it out of construction paper. I would like put it in a box and stuff.
If I wanted Barbie clothes, it was tissue paper.
There you go. Well, I loved making my own
Barbie
clothes.
We were very creative, though. Very, very creative.
So my sister always had fabric and stuff, and I would make Barbie halter tops and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you wanted a Barbie house, here's Jay's pen and catalog. Cut everything out you want. You would set it on the floor. Here's my house. Here's my
that
kitchen.
Was your
Lucky Lockets.
Oh, Lucky Locket. Yeah.
No, I didn't have a Lucky Locket.
No, but I do remember those.
I'm sure you did. Gee.
Well, I don't know why you're thinking somehow.
I'm surprised you hung out with us.
Remember, I had to deal with my three brothers. I deserved it. I earned it.
Well, we did live on the other side of the tracks,
We did.
Not literally, but may as well.
Might as well have.
Oh, geez.
What's your favorite adult gift?
Okay, you go first.
When I was probably maybe my 20s, my mom got me a KitchenAid mixer.
Oh, that's a good one.
My KitchenAid mixer. And that bad boy lasted almost 30 years.
Wow.
And I took it every, you know, when I moved out of my house and went off to college and when I went to Phoenix. I mean, that baby went everywhere. I loved my KitchenAid mixer. Well,
I got one at Costco.
Costco.
We should totally get Costco to sponsor us.
Hashtag Costco.
I love the Costco. I love the Costco.
That was my favorite one in my early, but my second favorite one was when I got my new bike. I got that for Christmas. So,
ooh, yeah, bike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think as an adult, I tell everyone what I want and then they give it to me. So 1 year though.
Of course they do.
My husband. Shush. I don't ask for a lot. I'm like socks, workout underwear, pants,
towels. I ask for towels every year.
Costco
has
really good towels.
Thirsty towels. Those big, fluffy, thirsty towels.
Costco has the most amazing towels.
They are amazing. They are nice.
But 1 year, he surprised me with it was the first iPad I got. And I had no idea. I mean, that was a big gift.
Yeah, that is a big gift.
And I was totally floored by it.
Yeah.
And so that's probably the most memorable. And he gave me my first iPod, or the music thing.
iPod.
But it was like the one you hang on, the first one that only had like 30 songs.
Oh, yeah.
But it was awesome.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, it was snowing out, and it was really beautiful, and we woke up, and we were in our cute pajamas, and he said we walked outside, and there was a cute little Ford car with a big bow strapped to it. And then there was a Ford F-150 with a bow on it. And he said,
is that a commercial?
And I just went for the big Ford F-150. I said, that's mine. I love it. And then he went for the little Ford car. That was the best Christmas ever.
Are you lying? That's a commercial.
Yeah.
And who got the car payment?
No, there was no car payment at all. That's all paid off.
The thing that bugs me about those commercials, it's like, you're going to have a car payment.
Oh, that's like at least $1,300 right there.
In car payments? Oh, easy.
For a truck? Trucks are expensive.
Yeah, but for two trucks? Yeah, that's one truck is a $1,300.
No, that commercial was a truck and then a car, I think. Oh, and I don't even think it was Ford. It was probably GM or something. I don't know.
I know when you see those commercials, I'm like, seriously, nobody does that. But they probably do.
There's a good Saturday Night Live commercial for that. And have you seen that?
The woman, the guy's unemployed.
He's unemployed. Oh, She's like,
and the wife's like, I know, we can't afford this. You
got us a Lexus, I think.
Yeah.
And then the neighbor comes out. He's like, Bob, you got a Lexus? You just borrowed $5,000 from me.
Yeah, but Bob.
And then she's having an affair with the neighbor.
It was Christmas.
Yeah. I have gotten some nice adult gifts. There's some nice jewelry, but.
All right. What's next, Lauren?
Well, how about holiday stories? I'm sure growing up, you have a lot of holiday stories, right?
Mm-hmm. Good, bad, evil, and
good, bad, and ugly.
Good, bad, and ugly.
Right?
Yeah. When we were talking about my most memorable sad. Okay, so
sad?
Did you say sad? We would do, on my dad's side, we would do exchanges. So every family, they would draw names. And then you would buy for your cousins or whatever, your parents, you know, so you all drew names. And we were at my aunt's, and we did this every year. We would go to Minnesota every year, and we're at my aunt's. And we're at that point, you had lunch and or dinner or whatever we had, and it's time to exchange gifts. So everybody's like, okay, so-and-so, here's your gift. Okay, so-and-so, here's your gift. Okay, so I don't get one. And I'm sitting there, I'm the only one that doesn't have one. And I go over to my dad, and I don't know, I was probably like 8, 9, so 10 maybe. And, you know, that's really traumatic at that age. And I go over to my dad, you know, and all sad, trying not to cry. And he's like, what's wrong? And I said, well, I didn't get a gift. Well, then my aunt, whose house is at, and it understand, you know, here's it. And she's, you know, panicking, sends her other daughter to run upstairs and grab a sweater out of her closet and throws it in a package and starts wrapping it up. Okay, so this is my cousin who is, you know, half my size. So now, add insult to injury, I didn't get a gift. Now you're going to give me a sweater that's used and not going to fit.
Too late.
And, yeah, and like you're stupid and you don't know what's going on, you know. And I remember them bringing it down to me and, you know, handing it to me or whatever. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. We don't, we just got lost, blah, blah, blah. And my dad looks at my aunt and he says, we will never do this again.
Oh, no.
He was pissed, you know, because we had 7 kids. So, of course, we had to buy, you know, my parents had to buy 7 gifts, you know, because you drew for each child. And he said, no, we'll never do this again. If you can't remember my child, then we'll never do this again.
So. And that's your mom's sister.
No, it was my dad's sister.
Ooh.
Yeah. And my dad, you know, was a very quiet man. He didn't say much. He didn't say much, but that really. And, you know, and now you're like 52 and you still remember, how old are we? 56. Mm-hmm. And it still sticks with you.
Oh, that would stick with you.
Yeah. I was like, it was very dramatic. And I'm thinking, so that was my sad. Yeah. I didn't like that one.
What do you got, Kate?
I have sort of like I'm not sure if I missed the boat and I should have told this one earlier, or I have a sad one kind of and a funny one that's related to the
okay.
One. So the first one is this year, you know, my brother died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was a really good cook. And this is the time of year where, like at Thanksgiving, he made the ham and I made the turkey. And we would call each other weeks in advance. Now, the ham, it was just him searching for the right ham. And so he'd like, I looked here and here and here. I couldn't find the ham.
For me,
it was trying to figure out a recipe for the turkey because I try to mix it up every year.
Yeah, remember you used honey one year, my honey one year?
I'm going to use it again.
Oh, yeah.
So I would make a small traditional turkey with the rosemary thyme, and then I would always do something different. And so I would talk to him about it on the phone, and he would give me suggestions, and then I would like do little like chicken breast versions of it, and he would come down to the house and try them. And so it was this thing every year. And so this year, he's not alive, so it hit me in the car the other day. I got...
Oh, yeah.
Very sad. But this year I'm making, it's soy, honey, ginger. And so it calls for 2 cups of honey. And I think I just have, because you just gave us a new jar. Pete has bees. And so she gives us this delicious honey.
And I have more. I'll bring you some.
Okay. So my funny story is also about Steve. Since we're old, you know, we didn't really exchange gifts anymore, but we did this thing called the game. And it wasn't like White Elephant necessarily. It was sort of like, it was for, you know, funny things. So everybody brought gifts and wrapped them. And we put them in the middle and we'd play the game where you have a deck of cards. And when it was your turn, you said red or black. Mm-hmm. And if it was red, you got to pick a gift or steal a gift. And if you were wrong, you were passed by. And so you tried to get... you know, collect gifts, right? And you didn't open any until the very end.
Oh, so you didn't have to ever give up. If you were right, you could have like 10 gifts.
You could.
What?
See, I always gave really, put really good gifts in there. You know, they were like $5, $10 gifts, you know?
Right.
I always put good gifts. And at the end, I always ended up with a box of hair or something. That's just how that works. One box of hair and everyone else got all the gifts.
That's gross. But anyway,
I was exaggerating. I did get a box of hair.
No, but you probably got the holiday mitts or...
I never got anything. I literally 1 year got a box of hair. From like a hairbrush. Yeah. Okay, so my brother Steve was he was kind of
getting out of a drain, a bathroom drain.
It was a joke. But my brother Steve was kind of like your dad. He was very he didn't speak very often, but he had a wicked sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And so one year he gave somebody got a gift and they opened it up and inside was a box. It was a small box, maybe a shoebox, full of chocolate Santas with all of their heads off.
So he opened them and ate them.
So he like just broke all the heads off all these Santas and put them in the boxes. And the next year, you know, everybody remembered. So I put a box in there with just the heads. With a note that said, Santa never forgets. But every year he would do something like he took a pair of old boots and he duct taped knives on the bottom to be ice skates, like dull knives. So
nice,
don't worry.
Nice, yeah.
And then the next year, whoever got the boots with the skates then covered it in glitter. And for some reason, they always... When they got back at Steve, when we got back at him, we would always figure out a way for him to get the gifts.
I mean, see, that's why you enjoyed Christmas. That's why you enjoyed the holidays.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. What our other thing about, so we always had to go to Minnesota because my parents are from Minnesota. So every year, no matter what, we'd have to go to Minnesota for Christmas.
What if it was yucky out? And Minnesota's...
This is where I'm getting to. What I'm getting to, okay? Because of a large family, we always had to take two vehicles. Because, you know, you had nine people, so you just didn't have the vehicles back then to carry.
You didn't have a big old station wagon?
No, yeah. We did, but that only carried. Oh. You know, and then you got all the luggage and your Christmas gifts and all that kind of stuff. And every year, come hell or high water, we were going to Minnesota. And you're right. How many Christmases were there that we would start driving and the interstate would be closed? Around Ames, you know, so, and back in the day, you know, it took a while just to get to Ames because you had to worm all through Des Moines. Right. It wasn't that straight through. You had to, you know, worm all the way to Des Moines. Right. So just to get to Ames was an hour trek. So, and my dad, man, he just hated going to Minnesota.
Why'd you go then?
Because my mom would insist, and you would hear it on the radio, the interstate is closed at Ames. Just dry.
Why would she put you kids in danger?
It gets better. So, and my dad's like, the interstate is closed. And she's like, but let's just try. Or let's go down 65, 69, you know, through Ames and on the way up to Minnesota. So not go that way. And my dad would just, so he'd load us all up and they'd load up the car. And they'd get us ready to go. And, you know, try imagine packing 6-7 kids. You know, try to, you know, get in here, make sure everybody's got shoes, make sure everybody's got a Christmas outfit, you know, and we're poor. So you got one pair of shoes,
Just one shoe.
You just got a shoe. And it was like your sister. So, you know, hopefully it fit you, but whatever. So we would always stay, the kids would get together. I'm not riding with mom. I rode with mom last time. I'm not riding with mom. You rode with her last time. So it always ended up because the little kids, the younger kids, would always get stuck with mom. You know, and who wore seatbelts? I mean, you just you weren't required to wear them. Who, you know, made sure every kid had a seatbelt on? That just wasn't the thing. Uh-uh. So we'd get to Ames, maybe make it to the border or close to the border. Sure enough, interstate's close. We'd turn around, go back home. And we would try this for, you know, a couple of days before till they finally opened up. Because, you know, back in the day, that used to also get a lot more snow than we do now, too. So, you know, it could be closed for a couple of days. But it would, we would be going. And I remember being lucky enough to ride with my dad one day. And my dad always took the lead to Minnesota. And we're driving along and it's snowing and it's icy. And all of a sudden my dad goes, there goes your mom. Right into the ditch. This is why we always fought about who had a ride with mom. Because it never failed. She always went in the ditch.
Mine's boring. I just, my neighbor from across the way, he would come over and dress up as Santa and give us like a couple of treats. And I remember saying, but Santa, where's your reindeer? And he'd say, oh, they're over in the field. Okay. That's so stupid.
No, we want to believe. I always told my daughter, like, if you don't believe in Santa, he doesn't come. And that's really true, because if you don't believe in Santa,
you don't believe, you don't receive.
Well, then come. And then did you ever hear that animals would talk at night or at midnight? I always wanted to catch them talking at midnight.
At Christmas or always?
At Christmas. No, at Christmas.
All the animals?
No, I wanted to go up into the barn and catch my cow talking. I don't know what he's going to say.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, our next little segment is holiday baking. And our beloved Pete just bring over a delicious holiday pie that she
lovingly made from scratch.
Yes, because you have to make some for
We have
her
a pie cell tomorrow, our Thanksgiving pie cell at church tomorrow.
And she had to make one ahead of time to make sure it was okay.
It was a new recipe, so I thought, I'm going to try this out on my girls. So we on my are, besties.
We're her guinea pigs.
You should just let me have all this pie, because I don't think anyone else would want to eat it.
Yeah, I think they will.
It was a good pie. Mm. It was a very good pie.
It turned out swell.
Eat it on the microphone. Mm. It's really good.
You're eating it on the microphone, yes.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes. So, ladies, and I think I know the answer from one of us. Mm. Do you enjoy holiday baking,
Pete? I do. Love it. Love it. Yes. Yes.
I would like to, I can bake things and, you know, stuff, but like the thing I would like to be able to do is what they do on Pinterest when they decorate like cookies with royal icing and mm-hmm. it looks really nice.
Right.
Where they flood, like mm-hmm. they pipe and then flood. I want to do that. I want my cookies not to look like blobs of blobs.
I feel like I'm pressured to be baking. I've seen pictures on Facebook of literal 5 tablefuls of cookie baking. Mm-hmm. Why? Why
are they doing that? I would do that in a heartbeat.
Why? We used to get together at Pete's house, remember, and do Christmas baking and stuff. And we'd all have
our own things.
I watched
a lot. Watched, but
and then I don't, you get delicious treats because you share them.
But who am I going to give them to?
That's where I usually run into it. If I could bake all day long, I would bake all day long. But what do you do with it? You know, when I was working,
I live like 2 blocks away.
You do.
Oh, hey, I have something to talk about for holidays.
Do tell.
I want to talk about my favorite holiday movie. That's the sign that I get to talk about Elf.
Oh yeah,
I have that as my kind of favorite movie.
Now that's my. There's so many good movies, but that one, I mean, Will Ferrell is just so funny in there.
How about The Grinch? That was always one of my favorites growing up.
Yeah, that's a whole nother
thing. And
that
thing. Just it's totally like freaked me out.
Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph, and The Grinch.
You know what is so funny, though? Because I still love watching those when I know they're coming on. But what's so funny is now I have the DVD of all those, and my granddaughter just loves watching them too. My kids loved them. And it's so funny because we've been watching this for generations and generations. Mm-hmm. And have you ever just listened to how the story behind Rudolph and all those now? You're like, really?
Those other reindeers were pricks. That is bullying.
I know, but you know, you think about that now, but you think, okay, when this was made, it was so innocent.
And Santa's like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll use you. Your nose lights up. Yeah, get in there. Come on. You're going to save Christmas, I guess.
I guess we'll get to use this one. You're good for something now that you've grown up into those antlers.
Well, it's kind of like, okay, so it reminds me of Mary Poppins. The play, not the movie. Well, the movie, too.
Okay.
But I think it's like when you're older and you can sit back and look at the story and how people interact with one another. Okay, so I was at the play, Mary Poppins. And I thought, They're treating her like shit.
Who, Mary?
Mary Poppins.
They did?
Treat her like shit. The dad.
Oh, okay. See, I haven't seen the old version.
Well, she was the new version.
She was the bossy one in the new version, man.
Well, I would have left a long time ago because they treat you like shit.
No, you wouldn't because that was how you, that was the day. That's how it was.
It's just, I'm just saying that when you get older, you see things like that. It's like, why would you put up with that shit, Mary Poppins?
Well, why would you let your, what grade was I in? Eighth grader go watch Grease. Do you watch Grease nowadays?
Yeah. Oh, we used to sing the songs in Dagen somebody's basement, my neighbor's basement.
Yeah, mom took.
Better shape up, boop, 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 because I need a man.
Mom took me and maybe my neighbor
to
see Grease. And I didn't know what was going on. And she, after we got out of that movie, she said, yeah, that wasn't a very inappropriate movie.
I don't know what was going on. I remember winning tickets on the radio to Grease, and I took Debbie Bebby Bubblegum with me. And you came out there, you're just bopping, singing the song.
Those like, are movie really great.
Hippity hoppity movie. Yeah. And then
there's like finger stuff in there.
There's all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And then I'm letting my children watch.
But did it go over your head at the time?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so then when I had kids, and I'm like, oh, Grease is on. Let's watch Grease. And then I turn it on. I'm like, oh, my God. What the heck?
Let's watch Rudolph.
Let's watch something else.
The Bully and Rudolph.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, there's some pretty provocative stuff in Grease.
Okay,
you just
Rudolph.
Really think about that.
Island of Misfit Toys. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at that now. Come on.
I have ornaments of the Island of Misfit Toys. Okay. I'll take you all.
Okay, but who made those Misfit Toys? Okay. Who made them?
Yeah. Humans.
Why? Who was it? Charlie in the box.
What's wrong with
the Charlie in the box?
With the squirt gun squirting jelly. I'm all over that.
Oh, that's right. What was the doll? What was she, didn't she have like a what was wrong bad with leg her? Or something?
Yeah, who made her?
She had a polka dot dress.
Come on.
I don't know what was wrong with her. I never could figure out what was wrong with her.
It was somewhat an elephant with a polka dot or something.
Oh, she couldn't say mama or something. I mean,
geez.
Do you want me to Google it? What happened? What was the deal with
no,
it?
No, I mean, it was just pathetic.
Okay, but yeah. But then why wouldn't the king take Rudolph? If they were misfits and he was like, you're not a misfit enough, dude. Sorry, you can't stay on the island.
Oh, that's right. Now I need to watch Rudolph again.
Yeah, he's like, sorry, you can't stay, Rudolph. You're not quite misfit enough.
Well, I'm gonna, he came back for him.
He did. It's because Santa gave him a job.
I guess you can go with this, Rudolph. Cause
is that how
you.
It happened? Now, see, I don't remember.
It was
thought,
foggy out and they needed.
I thought Santa
but
needed.
But he said, Santa, we gotta go. We gotta take a detour.
And like, then he lights his Rudolph. Nose up and he's like, "Oh, get that light out of my head. Wait a second.
I can use you.
I can use that light. I'm gonna use you, and then you gotta go, son. You gotta go."
Okay, so New Year's. Yeah, New Year's Eve. So what do you think, girls? Overrated? We still bringing it in?
Well, I think...
Are we all snuggly in bed by 10?
I used to enjoy it, but, you know, I would always be, you know, when you're single, you're like, well, if I'm not going to get a kiss at midnight, it was very depressing. So I think of it kind of like
weren't
this.
Weren't you wasted enough by that time to grab anybody?
Oh, well, in theory. So I think of it a lot like St. Patrick's Day now, because St. Patrick's Day, which I enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
But anything where you're spilling, getting drinks spilled on your shoes.
My shoes.
And I wrote down, it's like, not into holidays where booze gets spilled on my shoes. And then I in parentheses, I wrote, usually by me.
Oh,
so I'm more of the, if I can stay, you know, wear my pajamas, watch the ball drop. If I can stay up till midnight, it's a win. That's sad though, right?
No, it is not.
But you know, when you watch, okay, you're watching the ball drop in New York and it's packed before COVID and it's cold. And as you get older, when I watch that, I think that is the last effing place I would ever want to be. And I think of things like, what if you have to pee?
Oh, that's the first thing I'm thinking.
It's cold out. What if you have to pee? You're drinking. Where do you go?
Where do I go?
Because you know there's shops that are like, they're not open. So what do? Just go there.
There's got to be Kaibos everywhere.
In New York?
Oh, it's got to be. It's got to be a law. There's got to be a law that you have to have so many Kaibos.
Men have it easy. Kaibos. They're just going to go in an alley.
Or in a plant.
You can get arrested for that, you know.
I know.
People, you probably do it. No one would see it.
So what's the consensus on New Year's, girls?
I think it is stay home in our jammies unless there's an event that requires us to be out.
It's got
to
be a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be a wedding. Otherwise, I'm. Oh, wait. I just remembered a really good New Year's Eve one.
Okay.
My last New Year's Eve party that I threw, my neighbor came over, and I think she had already started drinking a little bit. Okay. She drinks. Her husband does not. And she comes over, and it's probably, I don't know, around 11 o'clock, and she's pretty toast. Anyway, we're all sitting around. Some are playing cards. Some are watching whatever is going on TV. Okay, so I'm 5'2", right? She's probably about 5'10". And I see her come out of my bathroom that's in my bedroom. She used my bedroom bathroom. She comes out. She's got my robe on.
Oh.
And nothing else but some black socks.
Oh.
And it's a shorty robe. So you can imagine if it's short on me, being 5'2".
What?
Where it fell on her. And she's got her arm up on the wall. And she says, Pete, do you like my shorty robe? And everybody turned.
Tall girl in a shorty robe.
And is looking at her. And she goes, and what's up with the sex radio? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She goes, there's some kind of radio on your bandit, on your
counter
by your sink. What do you do? Bill, I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm like, do you mean the weather radio? And she goes, that's right. And her husband goes, it's time to go. But of course, everybody is snapping pictures of her.
That'd be funny.
And this poor robe is like up to her, the middle of her thigh. And I'm like, where's the rest of your clothes?
She took them off.
So every once in a while I'll go, and I'll say her name. Are you ready? But it's this funny thing. What do you use that radio for? I'm like, the weather radio?
Sky's looking blue in the bedroom.
Like, sun's out. Yes. No, guns, the moon's out. The moon's out.
Headlights are turned on.
She's kind of like, ow.
No, okay. I don't think she ever got it. It was just like her husband stands up and goes over. It's like, yeah, it's time to go home. That was a good.
Are they still married?
Yes. And they're great. I mean, great people again. And I don't, you know, you just had one too many gin and tonics. Because I think that's what
gin and tonics.
I think that's what she was drinking that night as well.
But, I really just hit you, those gin and tonics.
Okay, so we're doing a new segment, and we're calling it Small Town News. And so the first story is about this man in our town that just won Citizen of the Year.
Ba-da-ba.
And he's a guy who he decorates his yard for major holidays, Veterans Day, Halloween, Christmas.
4th of July.
4th of July.
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. And he goes all out. So, for example, at Halloween, and he uses a theme. Mm-hmm. So this year it was skeletons for Halloween. And he had 20-foot skeletons, mm-hmm. Spider skeletons, human skeletons.
Dinosaur
skeletons. And his yard was just packed. And he has lights. And he was in the Des Moines Register. And he was on the news because he spends thousands of dollars on these things for his yard. He spends thousands of dollars on candy to be given out for Halloween. And he spends hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars on storage units for all of this stuff that he buys. And so his yards are packed. And he's not one of those people to put things up and then take them down after the holiday. They usually are there for a long time. And as a homeowner, I will say that if you live anywhere near him, your property values have just been dropped 20%. So sorry for you people. But anyway, he won citizenship of the year or citizen of the year because why did he win that?
Okay. So during COVID, Halloween is his favorite. He loves Halloween. That's mm-hmm. his favorite time of the year. And I only know this because of the Facebook page and because my granddaughter, was with us one weekend. So he was very concerned that with COVID that there was not going to be any Halloween. And he thought...
yeah, but this was going on before that.
Right. But why he won citizen is because of what he did during COVID.
Okay.
So he's like, you know, the kids have to have Halloween. This is a, you know, very big deal. It's a big deal in our town. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I get easily 200 trick-or-treaters at my house. And anyway, so last year what he had done, one weekend, he took his skeletons and he put them throughout the town. And then he labeled them with a name, but he scrambled the name. So he put out on Facebook that there is a treasure hunt. If you can find the 12 skeletons throughout Carlisle, unscramble their names, the first three who come to my house, I will give you a bucket of candy. So, it was funny because when I was out on one of my walks, I'm like, well, that's an odd place for a skeleton to be because I didn't know that yet. I didn't know that was going on. And I'd be walking some more and I'd see another skeleton. I'm like, what is that skeleton? I mean, and just, you know, couldn't put it together. So then I go back and I'm just looking at Facebook and I'm like, oh, wait. And then a lot of the people in the town did not know that this was going on. But people had their kids out looking for these skeletons. And then you had to, you know, unjumble the name of the skeleton. And if you found all 12 and got it to him, then you got a thing. And he'd only did it from, you know, I don't know, maybe started at noon to 4 or something like that, and it was over. Well, then he started getting all these comments like, oh, man, what a great idea. We missed that. I'm so sorry that we missed that. That sounds like so much fun. And he goes, oh, well, that was such a great success. I'll do it again next weekend. And that's the weekend we had my granddaughter. So I was like, oh, I'm so excited. We're going to go on this treasure hunt. We're going to look for these skeletons. Well, the next weekend, he just did the skulls. That was a lot harder to find these skulls. So, but we were driving around, and I was amazed how many people were out with their kids.
Really?
For these skulls. And he had them all through town. He goes, you know, don't go to just the main
roads.
You need to go to some of these other roads that you wouldn't suspect, you know, because he'd give clues every once in a while because people are like, yeah, I found 4, but I'm having a really difficult time. And we found like 4, and you know, by that time she was like, I'm done. You know, she's bored, she was done. So I think it was that, and I think with his Christmas, you know, display as well, I think he was really putting a lot of effort into mm-hmm. keeping everybody's spirits up throughout COVID because he just felt like the kids really deserved more because they were already missing so much.
Yeah,
so.
That is a good story.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, you know, so ordinarily in years past, you know, he would have all this stuff in his yard and my husband would be like, that is just overkill, you know? And we'd drive by and I would say, that's his joy, you know, let him have his joy. But they would still, my husband and daughter would be like, you know, I don't understand. You know, he talks about spending all this money and candy and stuff. So they, on trick or treat night, we don't live too very far. So they set out and they got in the car actually, and they drove to where this was happening. And he's like, and when he comes back, I go, well, what'd you find out? He goes, lines are around the block.
Oh yeah.
For kids going in and walking through, and he's giving out probably full size candy bars.
Oh no, not full size. He takes handfuls of candy and throws it in your bag.
Oh,
that's why he spends like $3,000 or more.
I talked to some kids that went through his house, and he has cauldrons, if you will, yeah. And you can go through and just, and it's not just candy, it's all kinds of little
toys and
Yeah. So I mean this is, the kids are like, you can just go to his house and not even go to any other houses. It's like, well, that's okay, kind of a bummer.
I feel stupid now.
No, and after, and he went beyond the hours of trick or treat, 6 to 8. Kids were still there at 10:30. And with that, we say, that's my turkey. That's my turkey.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I am Lauren.
I'm Kate.
And I'm Pete.
Until next time, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Goodbye.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Three Besties from the Midwesties podcast. For more about us, go to our website, bestiesfromthemidwesties.godaddysites.com. Check out more episodes wherever you get your podcast.
And Santa's like, oh yeah, I guess I'll use you. Your nose lights up. Yeah, get in there. Come on. You're going to save Christmas, I guess.